Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
House Democrats are ready, willing, and able to get to work on behalf of the American people. But we need a willing partner on the other side of the aisle.
Representative Hakeem Jeffries said he hoped for Republicans to, quote, stop the bickering, stop the backbiting, and stop the backstabbing after 3 days of voting and still no House Speaker. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy failed to get the 218 votes needed after Thursday night's 11th vote for the speakership, making this one of the longest votes for the job. While the House was in chaos to determine the next speaker, President Joe Biden and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell were in Kentucky to usher in the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
Today, we sit in this wonderful clear day with sun shining down on literally a legislative miracle.
McConnell, along with 18 other Senate Republicans, voted for the bill that was signed into law in 2021. Today marks the second anniversary of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Former Washington, D.C. police officer Michael Fanone, who suffered major injuries as a result of the riot, called on top GOP leaders in the House to condemn political violence.
We cannot afford to brush political violence under the rug or turn a blind eye when others encourage it.
One of those GOP leaders was Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, to which Fanone delivered a letter signed by more than 1,000 veterans, active duty service members, and military families who want top Republicans to speak out against political violence. President Biden announced new migration enforcement measures paired with the extended Title 42. The new measures include more expulsions, but also more opportunities for migrants to enter the United States legally to reduce the number of unlawful crossings.
Today, my administration is taking several steps to stiffen enforcement for those who try to come without a legal right to stay and to put in place a faster process to decide a claim of asylum.
The expanded legal pathways will allow 30,000 migrants per month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter the country with U.S.-based financial sponsors. Those who enter illegally will not be eligible for the program. Biden is set to visit the border in El Paso on Sunday. Finally, the DOJ said the U.S. Postal Service can continue to deliver prescription abortion medication despite the overturning of Roe v. Wade, making abortion more accessible in some places. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different